Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Edition of the program is upon us, folks, and we are so glad that you're there this morning. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course, and we haven't even started yet. We've been having a lot of fun, by the way, on the program. We've got a lot of great calls already this morning, so if you'd like to join in the fun, join the program, 949-822-7959. If you have a question, for example, for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Hello, hello.
All right, well, as a matter of fact, we do have someone on the line. If you want to go ahead and take a quick question, and then we'll continue on. What do you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. We got Backgammon Bob, I believe. That's on the line, line number two. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Good morning. On Rivek, Ramaswamy, he did a pretty good job, I thought, on some things. What do you think about him? Second thing, retribution. We do need retribution, and we need retribution against Biden and Mayorkas, as they both are complicit in what they've done. They need to be tried and put up for trial, because they have actually defined the definition of treason almost. Last thing, Iran. We need to go after Iran, because what happens when they become a full-blown nuclear power? If we don't do it now, it's going to be a lot worse later.
Mm-hmm.
And basically they are attacking us, both directly and indirectly. So, anyway, what do you think, Denise?
I'm not quite as sold on Ramaswamy as I think a lot of people are. I think in some cases he's a little bit of an opportunist. I've seen him kind of waver on some issues, and he often talks in kind of platitudes. Some things he says that are great, but, they're really kind of emotional things and not policy things.
I think he would be good in a position in a Trump presidency, in something like in a cabinet or something. I think he could bring some young blood into the presidency. All right.
When it comes to Iran, the Trump administration was on the right path with Iran. I mean, they had Iran to the point where it was almost in a real economic full-blown collapse. And the Biden administration came in and undid all of that because they wanted to go back to, having a signed deal with a nuclear deal with Iran. So there are a lot of things that we could be doing short of war with Iran, and it defies any kind of logic that this administration is not rallying itself and friends and partners, whoever they may be, to do the same thing. Everybody is always afraid of war. Well, you know what? Nobody likes war. But, sometimes that's just, it may come to that. Then, if you can finesse it, that it doesn't, cross that bridge, but you just may have to do that.
And also, you need to win. I mean, if war befalls you, you have to win.
And, you know, it's really quite fascinating to me that we keep talking about we're going to give Israel, you know, everything they need to have to win. But we want them to do this whole, you know, pause thing. But, you know, they haven't said those same things with Russia in Ukraine. Nothing. I mean, look at the assets that we sent over to Israel. We've got two carrier battle groups over there in the region. We've got fighter jets. We are doing these bombings because of the Houthis and you know, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. But we're not doing those same things in and around, and I shouldn't say we necessarily, but are we advising Ukraine on how to win and what to do to win?
Good question.
And I say the answer to that's no. We've slow-walked everything. Set aside the money. Let's talk about the assets. You know, there were tanks, and there's supposed to be Stingers and man pads and blah, 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 blahs and air defense. And all of that stuff got slow-walked. I mean, you know, at the first moment this whole thing came down in Russia-Ukraine, every tank that the U.S. military had in Europe should have been in the region, and it wasn't. So, you know, we're not helping Ukraine win this thing. And,
yeah. And the question is why? Why? You know, this is dragging on. Now it's the winter time coming up again.
Yes, and you know, don't think that, you know, we're not telling Zelensky, hey, dude, in order for you to continue to get support, we need you to do this and this and this. And he's trying to comply. I mean, he's never been at war before. Netanyahu has. So what does Zelensky have to do? He goes to the United Nations a couple of weeks ago, and he brings up climate change. He couldn't care less about climate change. But this administration said, if you want this and if you want that, you better bring up climate change. You see what I'm saying? So the best thing that Zelensky could do right now is get on an airplane and go meet with Netanyahu and his war cabinet for 3 days and, you know, see how you can fight a war and be done with this.
Indeed. Well, here comes the music for Backgammon. Bob, hold on real quick because we're going to go to the break. If you want to hold over, you can comment on the other side. So hold on real quick there.
Okay.
All right. Because we're coming up to the hard break here. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Don't forget, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. We will see you on the other side after we pay a couple of bills. Don't go anywhere.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through this Thursday edition of the program. And I'll tell you one thing. If I could vote to abolish the Santa Ana winds in Southern California, I would vote that way. And I think I could probably get a majority of people to do it. I'm pretty sure in this day and age and how much division there really is, I'm sure that there would be some that would be opposed to the Santa Ana winds. It's like I told you the other day, we had a huge Santa Ana wind event just a few days ago, and it destroyed the garden shed. I mean, it was on its last legs, as I said, but it destroyed it completely. And I'm not going to burden you with my problems on that one. All right, folks, welcome back. 949-822-7959. Back with Denise Simon. Hello again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Backgammon Bob, I think, had one more other comment he wanted to make. So, Backgammon Bob, what's your comment for Denise again?
Yes, I just wanted to remind everybody that Iran is basically run by a religious, the Muslims and stuff, and they are on a their tenets are that they have to destroy the infidels, and this is a religious war to them, and they're not going to stop until they are done. So
that's right.
That's it. Bye.
All right. Thanks again, Backgammon Bob. Well, and there is that component to it, Denise. And obviously, I mean, you know, they would, you know, there are groups who would love to carry something like that out. But I mean, is that going to be practical in the long run? I mean, they would have to go through a lot. I mean, and come through, and they'd have to come through us. I mean, it's just that simple.
Well, we keep hearing the word occupiers, and Islam wants to be occupiers in every place that they can. Let's not just talk about the Middle East. Let's talk about how it is infiltrating Africa. Look at Somalia, look at Sudan. You see what I'm saying? They're trying to occupy lands And, you know, they're to build a whole, you know, another empire here. And, you know, I think that that necessarily needs to be realized. Now, an interesting thing came out yesterday, and I don't, nobody really mentioned it that I saw, and that is that Associated Press and Reuters had journalists that were embedded with Hamas during the attacks.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's significant.
So for those news agencies, Associated Press and Reuters, to be critical of Israel, and you know, to be so pro-humanitarian, blah, 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 in Gaza, I would say shameful, because they know precisely, if they're in Gaza, and they had been there understanding what, you know, how the government of Hamas is run, the Palestinians and whatnot, then I don't even know where to begin with that. I can't think of anything more disgusting and more shameful than you know, that they know the truth, and for they to, you know, to be concentrating on the humanitarian component of what's happening in Gaza, but not the humanitarian thing of what happened in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back to the retribution piece and to law and order. Not only do we not have peace and law and order here in the United States, but we obviously don't have it on a global stage.
Indeed. And, you know, what else is happening, too, of course, is that there's so much destabilization, in even here in this country, but around the world as well. And there's this off-putting feeling that's out there. And I know that's sort of a, you know, an emotional kind of statement, but I think people feel on edge because they don't know where the next shoe is going to drop.
Well, they can know if you almost think of, you know, Alfred Hitchcock movies and make these kind of forecasts, you can pretty much figure some of these things out. Now, pretty much every Jew here in the United States that is paying attention to what happened to this poor Mr. Kessler out there in Westlake Village,
yeah,
California,
yeah,
and what is, you know, happening with, you know, these protests going around the country, they're buying, you know, a personal weapon and taking classes.
Right. No kidding.
Themselves.
Well, and can you blame them? I mean,
no,
they, you know, people don't feel protected. I got to tell you, in this day and age, it's the modern era. It's 2023. And if you're Jewish, you know, and you've got to now be afraid of walking down the street or going to class. Exactly. I mean, if this was happening to any other group, there would be this huge outrage, as there should be.
As there should be.
Yeah, but for some reason, I mean, this is mind-boggling. It's almost as if there's this weird sort of psychological phenomenon happening.
Well, I don't have a lot of sympathies for, you know, these organizations that are anti-Semite organizations. But, you know, as I mentioned a couple of nights ago on the show, you had this woman that thought she was doing the right thing because she saw a Jewish symbol and she wants to, and she rams her car into a building.
Right, yeah, because she thought, I'm going to hurt Jewish people. I mean, yeah, that's terrible. And
it turns out they were anti-Semites.
Right, exactly. Yeah, but and so the joke was on her, I guess. But overall, she had that hatred in her heart, that is, something that we just don't understand. We have another line that's lighting up here, Denise. You want to take another question?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Line two. You're on the program with Denise Simon. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Morning. This is Rick. I'm in Tampa.
Hey, Rick.
I wanted to tell you people, tell a lot of people, that one of our problems is we are trying to fight politely. There is never a reason for polite fights. I'm sorry. If you can settle things politely, you can be reasonable. We fight when there's a need to be impolite. I'm a poet, and I'm a warrior when I need to be, and I want to tell you a poem about war, which actually this is what I would have said to Putin if I were in a position of power. He and I would have a quiet chat, and I would say, you know, I won't start a fight, but I'll end one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll face foes who stand. I'll chase those who run. So go on. If you insist, go on and close that fist. But be aware, no well-fought fight is fair.
Very nice, okay. Rick. Yeah, Rick in Tampa, you are a warrior poet. There's no doubt about it.
Well, the thing about it is we have been trying to fight politely ever since we dropped the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And we can't do it. If you cannot fight politely. All you can do, if we had fought the way we've fought for the last, since Nagasaki and Hiroshima, if we had fought World War II that way, we'd still be fighting. We spent 20 years in Afghanistan trying to fight politely, and we killed 5 or 10 times more innocents during that 20 years of trying to fight politely. There are going to be innocents killed in war.
Yes.
And that's just the long and short of it. And until we get over that fear of ending a fight, we're going to have these endless fights which serve no purpose. Absolutely none. Anyway, my opinion.
Well, we appreciate the call very much, Rick in Tampa, and feel free to call back anytime.
Can I tell you one more poem?
Sure, real quick. Yeah, but
can I tell you one more poem?
Sure, real quick.
This is called Peace. This is called Peace of Mind. P-I-E-C-E. Peace of Mind. These needs of ours are many. They increase every day. Even as we grasp and struggle, new needs are on our way. Sometimes we win a battle, and then sometimes we lose. We rock with every triumph, and then a loss renews the blues. Now,
very cool. Unfortunately, we're heading out. We've got about 10 seconds. Rick, if you want to hold on, you can finish your program.
Forever.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on right there, because we got to go. Folks, we're coming right back right after this. More with Rick, warrior poet, and Denise.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. According to a report from NBC News, there are discussions underway regarding a potential 3-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. This pause is being considered to facilitate the delivery of more humanitarian aid to Gaza and potentially lead to the release of some hostages held by Hamas. The White House is alleging the House Republicans are orchestrating a smear campaign against President Biden. This accusation follows House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer's issuance of subpoenas for the president's son, Hunter Biden, and his brother, James.
This is an investigation that has been going on for a year now and has turned up zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president because there is none.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. The next film in the Ghostbusters franchise is getting its first trailer, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, the follow-up to the 21's Ghostbusters Afterlife. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
She used to be 2 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You know the thing.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Never fails to make me laugh. That's the Bidenomics math. Maybe only Joe Biden could really explain it. But I'm not going to ask him. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Great pleasure to be with you, of course, this morning. It's the Thursday morning edition, and we, of course, have Denise Simons with us as well. I think Rick, he rang off there at the end of the break, but Rick, we appreciate your comments. We appreciate your poetry. Please feel free to call back anytime. We just had to go because the break was coming up, and we don't have any control over that. All right, so once again, Denise Simon is with us. Hello, Denise.
Hello. He was good.
He was good. I appreciated what he was saying very much. And
polite. I call it risk adverse. You know, we're so risk adverse, it is a risk.
Indeed. And also, everything is kind of run from the White House, to put it in that way. You know, it as opposed to saying, go win the war. You know, it's like, well, you know, let's call the White House and find out if we can use the rules of engagement, or what are the rules of engagement today, you know, in order to engage terror cells or terror, you know, or, you know, combatants.
Well, you know, here's an interesting thing. This did not make the news yesterday either, but you had to pay some real close attention. There was a Hezbollah bombing plot in Brazil. And the Mossad actually helped Brazil, mostly the Mossad, foil that terror plot.
Mm-hmm.
Brazil, Hezbollah. So what I'm really saying there is that there's a whole lot more going on globally with Iran. And I don't know what they did to necessarily foil this bombing plot in Brazil. But there were a couple of interesting targets. You know, some people were arrested or whatever in Brazil. But, you know, it's almost like Israel got their chops back here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they are looking at things globally. And, you know, where are we? Why wasn't, you know, where was the United States in all of that? And again, you know, I hear the United States can't be the world's police.
Right.
Well, you know, look what happens when we're not. And I don't think, you know, we know how to be the world's police anymore because we're too risk adverse or
That's right.
polite.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, we got another caller hanging on. I think Rick has called back, but Rick, hold on there for a second. We got another caller in line here, and let's head over to line number two. Good morning. You're on the program with Denise Simon. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. This is Elizabeth from Lutz.
Oh, hello, Elizabeth from Lutz. Hello.
Hey, how are you? And thank you. God bless you. Thank you for everything that you're doing to bring to light. Okay, so, Denise, I had a question for you. Have you ever seen the movie Not Without My Daughter with Sally Field?
No.
Oh, my goodness. If anybody wants a taste of what the reality is, of what Islam is truly about, this is a story of a woman who was married to a Muslim man in America and decided to go on vacation over to Iran under the Ayatollah Khomeini. And, wow, he wasn't going to let her leave. Because you know what? His roots took hold, and he forgot all about what it was like to be in America. And... he was a doctor, actually, and this is a true story. This is the whole thing. This is based on a true story. Now, I just did my, you know, look through my DVR, and I see next Wednesday it's coming up on the MGM Plus.
Okay.
I would encourage anybody and everybody. Sorry, go ahead.
I see it. I've got it on a post-it note now. Thank you for that.
Very cool.
Oh, God bless you. And, you know, I put the word out because, you know what, I've been studying Islam since the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, late 80s. And, you know, they honestly believe that women are human just from the waist down. Okay?
Yes.
They've got their burqas, yeah, their hijabs and all these things that they force their women to wear and they're not allowed to drive, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that. And that's really truly the way they think about women. And... all the horrible, evil things that they've done, not just to women, but even to children,
right.
That's going on. It's the dictate of Islam. I mean, that's the Quran, you know, their surah, which, again, states, you know, they are to...
She's right. You're right.
Slit the throats of every Christian, Jew, and other pagan, that's all lumped together, if they refuse to submit, which is what Islam means. It means to submit. It's not a religion of peace. That's my thought.
Precisely.
And, thank you.
We appreciate it, Elizabeth. Elizabeth and Lutz, thanks again, and we'll talk to you again soon.
God bless you guys, and thanks again
thank
for
you.
All you do. Take care.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye now.
All right, that's Elizabeth and Lutz, everybody. And let's head on over. I think this is Rick calling back. Is this Rick, warrior poet?
It is.
All right,
it
Rick, is. Yeah, sorry. We had to go out to break earlier, but, yeah, did you have you wanted to finish what you were saying?
I should have quieted down. I heard the music. I've heard it enough. Anyway, yeah,
no worries.
I would like to finish it. Or would you mind if I started again? It's
no,
good
please piece. Do. Please do.
All right. As again, it's peace of mind. P-I-E-C-E, peace of mind. These needs of ours are many. They increase every day. Even as we grasp and struggle, new needs are on our way. Sometimes we'll win a battle, and then come times we lose. We rock with every triumph, and then a loss renews our blues. Now I live through the losing with a winner's peace of mind. Sure, should I lose forever, there will still be smiles to find. So I accept my many losses. I look forward to my life while searching for victory. I'm strengthened by my strife.
That is very powerful. Very
nice. I like the way you ended that one. Good job.
Indeed. Well,
thank you.
Yeah, Rick in Tampa.
You know,
go ahead.
I was listening to y'all talk about the world. We're not the world's policemen, and I believe we should be, because someone's going to take that job. Look at what's happened.
Yes.
We've backed out.
Point.
We've backed away from the job, and China is going in and throwing money at them. And people are so easily led by easy money.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're being... We have to be on the... I like to distill issues like the world down to a smaller size, and I like to think of the world like a nightclub. I used to be a bouncer, and my bars were always, always peaceful, because if there was any trouble, no one wanted to see me ended again. If I could reason with someone, we'd talk for a long time. But as soon as my mind clicked that this will not end reasonably, I ended it. And I never overstepped.
And you didn't have to do it politely either.
Point is we have to be on the door. Someone's got to check IDs. Someone's got to take the money. Trump was so correct in being. We needed his rudeness to shake people into understanding that we can't pick up every check. You got to pick up and pay for the dinner sometimes, you know. And that's fine. I don't mind being your guardian, but you got to pay me, and you got to give me the respect that I deserve. And we're not getting that respect from the world. And so people want to be isolated, but that's not good, because look what happens when we back away.
We're
herding kittens, but you got to herd them. They have to be kept in a herd somehow.
Well, these
it's
are
possible, but someone's going to take that job and
that's
do it
right.
well.
You've got a great point.
Or do it evilly and dictate.
Indeed.
Anyway.
Well, thanks again, Rick in Tampa.
I like listening to you, Kyle. And Denise, I look forward to you, and I'll continue.
Very cool. We appreciate it so much. Rick in Tampa, everybody. Have a great morning, sir. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right.
Well, great call and great poetry. And we're just, you know, earlier I was saying we're having so much fun on the program. Well, I think we're having more fun now, and I really appreciate that so very much. And Denise Simon, founderscode.com, that's the website. And, of course, you've got links there to all your great articles, by the way. Folks, I want you to go over to founderscode.com and check out Denise's articles as well.
Thank you. And so
we're coming up here on the break. But, Denise, you have yourself a great morning, and we're going to talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Big deal.
All right.
Good
take
morning.
Care. Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. And the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. All right, we continue. Cross your radio dial. When we come back, we got the watchdog on Wall Street. None other than Chris Markowski. Stay right there.
I came down because you heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue across your radio dial here on this Thursday morning edition of the program. And we have been having a lot of fun this morning. We've got a lot of great calls and a lot of great conversation and poetry to boot. It just doesn't get any better than that, folks. And that's what we're doing here. We're building this radio program for you because this is about you and what you think, and we're always glad to hear from you. Well, somebody else we're always glad to hear from, of course, and we talk to him every morning here on the broadcast, is none other than the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And, Chris, you also can be heard on AM 860 The Answer on Saturday mornings at 5 a.m., I believe, right?
Yeah, and also Sunday afternoon as well.
At 5 p.m. So it's either 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. on Saturday or Sunday. So 5 a.m. Saturday and then 5 p.m. Sunday. And that's pretty cool. And I know a lot of people, they really look forward to your segments here. And so once again, welcome. And, you know, I don't even know where to start tonight because we got the debate. You know, did that move the needle at all, do you think? Or did anybody even pay attention to it, I think is a good question.
I mean, I watched it. I thought it was the best one of the three so far. And I got to give credit where credit was due. I think that the moderators did a very good job. It was a lot more substantive than, you know, the prior debates, in my opinion. You saw some differences between, you know, the candidates, and again, I could go through on various different topics, you know, what I thought they did well and what I thought they didn't do, as well in. But, you know, you got some fine people that are there. There's no doubt about that at all.
Oh, that's
great.
Right. Yeah, Yeah, and we had Hugh Hewitt on there, too. He did a great job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, that the candidates were great. I think there was, you know, I thought Jim Scott did a really great job. I don't know if it's going to move the needle. I think this is Chris Christie's best performance. I think, you know, Vivek obviously can show just how smart he is. But I also think he shows his youth a little bit to some degree is that, you know, I think he knows how smart he is. And, you know, when you're intelligent, you've got to, especially when you get older, you got to learn to show a little self-depreciating humor and make fun of yourself a little bit and try to, you know, you got to be intelligent without letting everybody know that you're the smartest person in the room. And I think he has a bit of that problem. You know, as far as the foreign policy differences, you started to see that start to, you know, to move a little bit where people slowly but surely starting to head away from, like, let's write a check for every war here, there, and everywhere, even though, you know, you had Christie and Haley, you know, fully behind, you know, let's keep sending money to the Ukraine. You know, I thought DeSantis did a fantastic job outside of his question. I really think he fumbled when talking about dealing with entitlements. He had no plan for with entitlements, and, you know, it's the same way that Joe Biden doesn't have a plan, Donald Trump doesn't have a plan, they're going to ignore the problem. So that's something he's really going to have to get down as well. But, you know, other than that, I was pretty impressed with it.
Well, do you think the absence of Donald Trump, did that speak loudly, essentially? I mean, even DeSantis addressed it in his opening statement, saying, you know, Trump kept saying that we're going to get tired of winning, and he flipped that around and said, well, we're tired of losing, you know, referencing Tuesday.
I don't know if DeSantis was listening to my podcast yesterday because I was making a joke because I was, you know, Trump has been claiming, yeah, we're going to get, everybody's going to get so tired of winning, so much winning. Donald Trump has been a loser since he got elected. Every single election cycle, Republicans have done much, much worse than they were supposed to time and time again. Candidates that he endorses lose, just time and time again. You know, for whatever reason, you know, the MAGA types out there, they don't see that. They got the horse blinders on when it comes to that guy, and that's unfortunate because, again, I think we got some talent out there. I think we really do. And I think that, you know, if we were heading in a different direction at this point in time, I really don't think it would be close.
Well, is this fixable at all? Because obviously, you know, Trump is dealing with the legal issues right now. He's kind of running the campaign from that sort of perspective right now. But, you know, is the Trump endorsement, is there something that he could do to fix that whole thing if he endorses you that it actually would be something that would help you to win rather than it looks like what's happening right now?
I don't really understand the question. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's fine. Just that, you know, Trump is saying what he says. He's being who he is. But is there something he could do differently? You know, he's so far ahead in the polls, so there's a weird dichotomy going on here. He's so far ahead in the polls, but yet the candidates, like you're saying, that he's endorsing, you know, they're not being victorious. So does Trump have to do something different, or is it just, you know, it's kind of coming to an end for him in that.
He's far ahead in the Republican primary poll. Doesn't mean he's going to win the presidency. Doesn't mean that he is, you know, electable, you know, as far as nationally is concerned. There's large swaths of Republicans that are just, they won't vote for him. They're just not going to vote for him. You just saw, you know, where a lot of, you know, suburban moms were in the, you know, the election on Tuesday night. You think that they're going to come out and vote for him? I don't think so. So again, they might show that he's up a little bit on Biden right now. I don't know. Are you buying that? I'm not so sure.
Mm-hmm.
But not to mention the fact that it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest that, you know, Biden, you know, catches a cold this summer around the Democratic convention and they put somebody else in.
I think that is probably the plan in order to find some off-ramp for Biden. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, put somebody else in there and then, you know, that would be a major, you know, shakeup. I just think it's going to be very, very difficult. Very, very, again, you know, Trump can't help himself in regards to saying nasty things about fellow Republicans or people that don't agree with him. I just don't understand, you know, the concept between, you know, why, you know, if someone disagrees with you on a topic, automatically they're lower than pond scum. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, you can have conversations, you can disagree with people on issues about that, and then, you know, you don't have to try to, you know, destroy them personally. I wasn't brought up that way, so again, I have a difficult time getting my arms around that.
Well, you know, 2016 sort of was like a special time in American politics, and Trump was able to capitalize on that, but it's no longer 2016. And so I don't think that some of the same things work quite to his advantage, and maybe he needs to find a different way to navigate that.
Well, things are much, much different than 2016. You can just take a look at our national debt and where we've come from 2016 to where we are today, and the fact that now we're paying over $1 trillion a year in interest on our national debt. And that's just money we're flushing down the toilet. And that's, you know, that's not Joe Biden. That's, you know, that's Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush. And that has put us into a position that we're at today where, you know, we don't have any wiggle room anymore. You know, we can't divert funds and save entitlements to the degree that we want to, because we just don't have the money anymore.
Right.
And again, I've been jumping up and down about for a very long period of time. We put ourselves in this position. We're going to have to make very, very difficult choices. And, you know, I would, you know, like to see somebody in there that are able to handle the that we're going to have and not talk around them and pretend that they don't exist.
Exactly. You know, we got about a minute here. We do have a caller. Would you like to take a call real quick here?
Sure.
Okay, sure. We've got Mary in St. Pete on the line. Good morning, Mary. And do you have a question for Chris?
Yes, I was just wondering, instead of blaming all the candidates, maybe everyone should look at the American public in general, because it doesn't seem like a lot of people are with the program or unaware, don't understand, or just don't care. So I wouldn't blame it all on Trump. I'd look at the public itself. And thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mary and St. Pete. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. I don't blame any candidates. You know, the problems that we have in this country, I always talk about this. Look in the mirror. I said, we voted for these people. You know, you don't like the fact that we're, you know, producing energy to the degree we're, well, this didn't happen overnight. You know, we put people into office that, you know, push these various different policies. And until we choose a little bit wiser, you know, the better off we'll be. I said, you know, my candidates, unfortunately, you know, I was a Rand Paul guy in 2016. I was a Ron Paul guy, before that. Unfortunately, my candidates, didn't win. You know, I want people that have some sort of, you know, fiscal sense that, you know, I don't believe that we need to be sending our military on every single country all around the globe with this Team America World Police nonsense.
Indeed.
I wish people were more informed.
Well, Chris Markowski, thanks so much. We're heading out to the break. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sir.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.